So there will now be a period of walking meditation. And so just as there are many different ways of being with the breath and cultivating awareness in sitting posture, so too with the walking posture. But given that we have a large group and it's not really practical for everyone to walk by themselves, we're going to practice walking in a big circle. And so that means adapting the speed of your walk to that of everyone else, specifically the person directly in front of you. And we'll be walking on the grass just outside Ban Bun. So it's a circle, big circle. One of the advantages of walking up and down is that you have a distinct beginning, middle, and end of the path. So usually we have something between 20 and 30 paces, depending on how fast you like to walk and your own preference. But if you, for example, have a path that is 24 paces long, then you have something marking the middle point on the path, then you're having markers, the beginning, middle, and end every 12 steps. So if your mind should wander off, you have a little reminder to come back to your meditation object every few steps, every few seconds. Walking in a line, in a group like this, then don't have that advantage. But there are trees planted at regular intervals all the way around the edge of the circular area that we'll be walking on. And that is one skillful means that you can try as to cut the walking down into chunks, and the chunk from one tree to the next tree, rather than sort of walking the whole circle, which is quite some distance. So finding a way of chunking the walk, for example, from one tree to another tree, is one tip or one piece of advice you might like to try. So we following in the Ajahn Chah tradition, and we're walking at more or less normal walking pace, but with the eyes downcast and the hands folded in front of us in the lap, not sort of swaying from side to side. And as regards the object, in the basic object that suggests is the sensations in the soles of the feet. So this is a counterpart to the sensation of the breath at the nostril, within the nostril, and the upper lip, for example. And being aware of the sensation of the foot as it presses down onto the ground. And again, similarly, as with the breath, we can use the mantra Bhutto or some other two-syllable mantra or even four-syllable mantra in conjunction with the breath. As the right foot comes down, for instance, you will in Bhut, and then the left syllable is To. Or if you to use the Thai mantra that I suggested, it's there for Thai meditators, is Dun Ru. And so you can try what works there. The in the instructions on breath meditation in the sitting posture, I suggested that you can switch from like a focus on a particular point to like zoom out and feel the breath throughout the whole body. And zooming out can be a useful means of dealing with agitation and with sleepiness. But we can also use that as a basic grounding technique right at the beginning of the meditation, whether sitting or walking. In other words, as you begin the walking, just have a feel, an overall feel for the body, from the head down to the soles of the feet. So the movement of the physical body through space, just this feel of the body, of the particularly of the earth element in the body, the air element, warmth, the body, feeling the body as the four elements moving through space. The sensations throughout the body as we walk, and using that as a grounding, and then zooming in to the sensations in a particular area of the body, just as we zoomed into the breath at the nostril, for instance, we zoom into the sensations in the soles of the feet. So there are other possibilities and things you may, if you already have a walking meditation practice that you are happy with, then and carry on. One other good option, I think, is it's a body-based technique or body contemplation. And that is of the bones or the skeleton. Because as you're walking, every time your heel touches the ground, you can feel the sensation going up through your heels, up through your knee to your pelvis, and up, or all the way up to your head. And so there is sensation within the skeleton, which can be perceived as you walk, and making the skeleton, if that's a bit intimidating or frightening, never mind, you don't have to, this is just one option. And you can use the Pali word for bones, just to keep your mind on that contemplation, which is ati, ati, ati. Okay, so combining the sensation of the skeleton, of the bone structure of the body during the walking meditation, with or without the governance of the Pali word ati, 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 to keep the mind there, or just to help to stabilize the mind on the contemplation. These are a few suggestions for walking meditation, just to stress the importance of adapting your gait, the speed of your walk and pacing, so that you're not hampering other people or irritating anybody else, so that there's an even gap between everyone walking along. So please, we will now go down and make a line down outside the building.